It's 86 in the Lowcountry. I'm Judy Harrell, TMA First News.
Back to Open Line Charleston. We're broadcasting live. It's the 60th anniversary or the 60th birthday party of WTMA. Went on the air in 1939, and we're still on the air periodically today.
Yes, and once again, the invitation, Charlie, in case you hadn't heard, is to all people come down here and see some old people.
And they're there live. So I saw them roll you in. and Dan Moon. I don't guess I'm supposed to say
isn't
that.
Isn't he something?
He is.
Still going at that age?
He's still going strong. His
who
hair.
Helps him into the studio every morning?
Well, I don't know. I think we've got R.J. Kite who does that over there. Let's welcome aboard Chris Bernstein. Welcome into TMA's 60th anniversary party.
Hello.
Or birthday party. I guess either term is appropriate. And you had a lot to do in planning this.
Yes, helped put it together with Madeline and Margaret Cotton.
And you're affiliated with Premier Events?
I own Premier Events.
You're a native Charlestonian, went away for a while?
No, I'm an Air Force brat. An Air Force brat, came here and graduated from high school here, my husband's Citadel, and moved away, went to D.C., came back and started the business.
Now, how long have you been back?
Since January.
And so tell us just a little bit about Premier Events since you're sponsoring this hour of the birthday celebration.
Sure. We do reunions. We do weddings. We do corporate seminars, conferences. I've traveled across the country putting events together, contacting hotels, getting the right catering, florist, et cetera. If a company wants to go from here to Hong Kong and put on a conference, I'm able to do that. Them on in Europe and Hawaii, Seattle.
You can do the whole Magella.
The whole thing.
Turnkey
One-stop
operation.
Shopping.
All right. And if they wanted to get in touch with Chris Bernstein for planning your special events, it's Premier Events. And what's the phone number?
832-0690 or premierevent@charleston.net.
Chris, thanks very much for coming
by.
And thanks for sponsoring this hour.
Happy birthday.
And, well, thank you very much. And I think she did a beautiful job decorating
Bernstein is a very big name in Charleston. I wonder if she's part of the
Is yours B-E-R-N or B-U-R-N? B-E-R-N, yeah. Fred Bernstein and Associates.
Are you related to that's too bad, he's rich. but you're making your own money, and this is a wonderful event she's put together for TMA.
Boob, I mean this from the bottom of my heart.
Sure,
I don't
you
get
do.
All syrupy.
Oh,
right? Well, it's what it says on the
ladies
card.
Ladies and
right
gentlemen, here it comes.
Ladies and gentlemen, here is the liar. No,
I'd rather it be from the bottom of your wallet, but go ahead.
I don't have a wallet. I think you lifted it on the way in. This could go on forever.
Yes, I know. You don't need a wallet. I knew where you worked.
Absolutely right, and still work there.
Oh,
my goodness.
Yes. Well, go ahead.
No, Boob. In my opinion, you are the consummate nighttime disc
jockey. You watch your language, young man.
That's right.
I'm a reverend now.
I heard some of your comments on the air earlier today.
Oh, yes,
you were a reverend. You were defrocked a little bit earlier in the program. But you are one of the best night personalities I've ever heard. I left TMA, I guess, about 1965.
Just before you came, I got here.
Right. And then I would come back and we would swap air checks. And I said, who is that great guy they got on 7 to midnight? Uncle Booby Nash's radio showgram.
Yes, it was a showgram. We had class.
Oh, you certainly did. Yeah. And I used to get tickled. Broadcasting live from the Dock Street Theater.
No. High atop.
Oh, is it high atop?
High atop the Dock Street Theater.
But you lied. You weren't actually atop. You were on the second floor.
Yeah, well, I was scared of height. And we said up and down the eastern seaboard. We probably went 10 miles out of town.
Right.
Who cares?
But up and down, you could pick them up.
Semantics.
Like in Jackson. You're absolutely right. Now, some of the characters that I remember, you had a character, I think, was it Arthur Cadfrey or Gadfrey?
Arthur Cadfrey, yeah.
Do them from the pulpit.
Will you? Arthur Cadfrey, and he just died recently. And all he did was introduce people and play his ukulele. I had a little ukulele.
I remember that.
Did the ukulele. Hawaii. And he always wanted to broadcast from Hawaii, so before he died, Literally. His show died years before he did.
But sort of like me and you.
And then we had Robert T. Messi, the producer of the show.
Right.
It was a Messi production. And he was just a little irritating little guy. You know, he always come over here and he just interrupted, you know, start talking. And then we had Clara Milgrove, the record librarian. And I can't do her anymore.
Oh, come on now.
No, Whiskey
I've
did
seen
that
you
too.
With a skirt on. Come on.
Well, I can do the skirt part. It's the voice
I can't do the voice anymore.
And then R.J. Kite, who was Jim Diamond, he did all the old folks. He was good at doing
Granny. And
right. And I've heard
what
some...
about the one of the characters I remember was the magic talking mirror. Well, you remember that character?
The magic you remember all that?
All of that stuff.
You're a sick person.
I know. To be a fan of yours, I'd have to be a sick person. But I remember...
We had the magic... I don't even know what he sounded like anymore.
But you would look into the magic talking mirror and he would talk back.
And it would say nice things about me, too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Unlike me.
And then we had Snorkel. Do you remember Snorkel? He was a one-eyed dog, but the eye was right in the middle,
mm-hmm.
you know? And he was just... And, you know, we'd interpret what he was saying. And then we had someone draw a picture of what they thought Snorkel looked like. And we asked people if you wanted an autographed copy of the picture, you know, just to write in. We got mm-hmm. tons of mail for this imaginary, this thing that only went on the radio,
right.
you know. And if you had a bad sinus condition, you could imitate him anytime you wanted to.
I remember there was a record that came out in that time frame. Maybe RJ can refresh my memory. It's called I Want One. And if you ever saw one, you'd want one, too. And they never told you. Well, so we ran a contest. If you want one, just send it to I Want One and carry WTNA, 133 Church Street, Charleston, South Carolina. You'd be surprised at the mail we got.
All they
had to do is say, I want one.
Yeah.
And back then, we didn't have to give away a lot of money.
No, I just listened to an air check where we made a big deal about giving away $42. It was on the one you gave me, RJ, and I said, $42?
Right.
Plus a six-pack of Pepsi. I said, is that a cheap station or what? I said, wait a minute, that's me on there.
Well, I'll tell you what, when I was there, you could win a copy of the TMA Pick Hit of the Week. That was a big, major prize.
Sure.
I think we had like 30 copies from Fox Music House, Harold Fox, Hippie Harold. Do you remember
him? Yeah, I remember Hippie Harold.
When he put the beard on for the tricentennial celebration?
Yeah.
Hippie Harold. And as I was saying when we first went on the air, when I heard you, I said, how did Charleston, South Carolina get a talent like you? And I don't have to sit here and...
I was out of work. That's how you get a talent like me. You get someone who's out of work. And I had been working in Greensboro, North Carolina, and I left there after 3 years and decided I needed a rest. Because I was...
You're burned out.
Yeah, and so I went back up to Buffalo, where I was from, and never planning to come back south again. And I was up there about 2 weeks when Charlie Brown, and I can't remember Charlie Brown's
real name
anymore, right. but he was from North Carolina, and I met him in Winston-Salem. He called up there and said, Boob, would you come down and do 1 month? Just
right.
1 month, do a new night. We need a night man, and would you fill in for a month? So I came down, and that was in 1966, and I've never left.
Have you had any offers to leave the market? Surely you have over the years.
Oh, yeah. Well, I did leave for 5 weeks back to go to Niagara Falls, but I only lasted 5 weeks. It was during the fall in October, November, and it was very depressing. I couldn't wait to get back down south. I went to WPDQ in Jacksonville, Florida. I lasted there 3 weeks before I got homesick for TMA and came back. John Trenton was program director during that time.
I remember John.
And he went on to be general manager, and he would always hire me back because we worked together in Winston-Salem, and I guess he just felt sorry for me, and he always hired me back.
Always hired you back, yeah.
And so I left three times, Niagara Falls, Jacksonville, Florida, and I went over to KTM to do stereo for a year.
That's when you came into Two Boobies or whatever.
Two Boob is better than one. Not what? Boobies. We don't say boobies. That's a bad word.
Oh, I don't know.
Oh, I don't know. At my age, I think it used to be a
bad word. You don't know anymore. It just doesn't matter.
Right. I used to be very happy. You know, somebody asked me if I was gay, and I said, well, I'm happy around the fringes. Does that count? I didn't even know what that word meant. You know, the language changes, so you got to watch what
you
say.
Well, did you? Were you always into radio, or did you...
Always. From the age of 9 years old, I was in entertainment and radio, and I didn't have a voice for it. As you can tell, I still don't have a voice for it.
Well, we still don't.
Yeah.
What about, I'd heard that you were a stand-up comedian or tried to do it at one time.
Yeah,
is that a lie?
Yeah, no,
that...
no, I did. Well, I didn't do it as a living. I just did it as a side, especially when I came to Charleston. I did the strip clubs, if you don't mind me saying that. But I would do MC work, and there was a magician in town, and we worked together. I would take care of his birds. And, you know,
I can imagine.
Yeah, and so that's why I wonder where you got the name Bird. But I did some of the nightclubs in town.
Now, what was that? We were talking earlier. TMA Studios were in the Dock Street Theater building in the time frame you and I were there.
That's right.
And they had a restaurant down on Market Street at the end
Broad Street
Church.
Soda Shop.
Well, no, that was up at Broad and
Around
Church.
The corner.
Right. Everybody used to have lunch there, get sandwiches. Well, we're talking about down at Market now. There used to be a strip club down there, and it was probably the only strip club in the state, as at the time Charleston was a very open city.
Sure.
And everybody else, no go. Anywhere the rest. What was the name of that? Was that the Market? Everybody used to go down
there.
It was
at the corner where?
It was, I guess it would be at the corner of Market and Church.
And Church. You know more about this club than I do.
Well,
Charlie, please.
In my younger days, when I could appreciate things.
You had
like
younger
that.
Days?
Well, strangely enough, I did. Well, let's pick a winner. Marty Battelli. Who lives on the Isle of Palms, wins one of these beautiful replica radios.
Well, I thought we just hired him. Oh, I didn't know that. Oh, that's wonderful.
Well, if you and I stay on the air, this may be the guy who fills the 5 to 6 hour this afternoon. Marty Battelli. I guess it's Marty Battelli of Hartnett Boulevard, Isle of Palms. Congratulations, you have won that replica radio. And what time frame does that come from? Do you know? Would that be 1930s, 30s?
That's a replica fake.
Original. Yeah, I heard you today saying that's one of those original fakes. Radios.
Now, if you'd genuine.
Like, if you'd like to have one of those, all you have to come down, and we'll be giving away another one, I guess, before we get out of here today. Just come down to the Weston Francis Marion Hotel. That's at the corner of King and Calhoun downtown. Parking garage next door.
Oh, it is.
Oh, yes, sir, Ray. I saw you parking out there. And wait till I tell your wife, Boo. We've got free coffee, we've got free Cokes, we've got free Sprite, and you can get a slice of that delicious WTMA birthday cake.
Oh, that is delicious, too. That is good.
And you're going to be with us through the remainder of the afternoon.
Yes, I am.
Or until they run us off. We'll have more talk and conversation coming up in a moment on News Talk 1250 WTMA.
WTMA, Tiger Radio.